We are talking Nick Filato here on Sports Saturday, Giants Insider. Nick, I want to get back to Daniel Jones. I have been a Daniel Jones fan since the day they drafted him. I thought it was disgusting the way the media portrayed this draft the day of. If you remember when the announcement was that they were drafting him, there were desks all over at ESPN and at you know NFL Network. People were laughing. They were joking about it. And I feel as if Daniel Jones, from what I have seen, and you tell me if I'm wrong, can make every throw. He's got the ability to move, but he has not been on a football team with any type of weaponry since he's been here. Saquon's been out basically both seasons that he's been the quarterback here. He does not have a wide receiver that has the ability to be able to create their own separation. The tight end in Evan Ingram has been a huge disappointment, and the offensive line has been poor. And let's also face the fact that this defense has been atrocious except for last season. There is no reason, and tell me where, and maybe you can speak to me and tell me where I'm wrong, but to me, I feel like with the weapons they have, if they can protect him, that this guy could be a top 10, top 15 quarterback in the league. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're necessarily wrong, but I think a lot of things kind of have to come together for that to happen. You're right. He has shown a lot, but like I said a little bit earlier in the segment, I don't believe he's put it all together on a consistent manner, and I really point to that Tampa Bay game, which was unfortunately on Monday Night Football, so everybody who loves football is watching this game, and that was his worst game by far in his career. That was this past game, not the first Tampa game. That was the first game that he ever started in 2019. That was his best game.
Yeah.
But he was just missing throws. He didn't see the receivers when they were open. He was really ill-advised. I think he threw either two or three picks in that game. Two of them were really, really brutal interceptions. He missed Darius Slayton a couple times. And it's just like you want him, in my opinion, to just be more consistent overall. And I agree. I don't think he's been dealt the best hand, especially in terms of weapons. A lot of his weapons have been injured with Saquon Barkley. Sterling Shepard dealt with injuries both of these years, and Sterling Shepard's one of the most underrated players on this roster. And I honestly don't know how long he's going to be a Giant after this season, but that's a conversation for another day. I like what I've seen from Daniel Jones, but you need to see more consistency from him. And I agree, too. I think he was unfairly portrayed. First off, I did an entire evaluation on Daniel Jones. I was able to get some Duke film. Before the Giants drafted him, I did an evaluation on him, and I ended up coming away with a high second-round pick on him. And the Giants obviously drafted him in the top 10, and I was like, okay, well, to me, according to my little grading chart, I feel like this is somewhat of a reach, but let's see what the kid does. And he exceeded all my expectations in 2019 outside of the turnovers. That was definitely a problem. You wanted him to process a little bit quicker. I think that's a fair criticism.
But not to stop you, but at the same time, he's playing up for football teams that – you know, had a hard time stopping that other teams. And he's a young kid trying to force things, trying to make things happen. The Super Bowl is a perfect example of if you don't protect your quarterback and your guys are dropping balls. Pat Mahomes looked like a very average quarterback in the Super Bowl. I think Daniel Jones needs to get, I think he's going to have a huge year this year. And if he's ever protected, he's going to blow up, I think.
And that's a big thing, right? You really just need him to be protected, too. And you also need, it all comes down to play caller, too. You need Jason Garrett to be able to maximize these weapons, man. Like, I understand he was put into an unfortunate situation, you know, as everybody was with COVID, didn't have a real offseason, couldn't really instill your offense. You had a bunch of young pieces along your offensive line. So you had a lot of things kind of going against you. You had a second-year quarterback learning your system. But you need to be able to maximize yards after catch, use a lot more horizontal breaking routes, a lot more 2-3 level reads, and not so many spacing concepts. And spacing concepts have been the concept that's under heavy criticism by Giants fans. That's when basically a bunch of receivers run, you know, 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 yard curls and turn around. And basically you catch the football, you're going to get tackled because there's going to be a rallying defender somewhere near you. And in order for Daniel Jones to get to that next level, he needs Jason Garrett to take that coaching to a more creative and innovative level. And you can argue, hey, now you have Kenny Golladay, now you have Kadarius Toney, you got Saquon Barkley back. There's no excuses for anybody here. But like you said, you need that offensive line to hold up. You need all those development. You need that development to just take to the next level. Because if Daniel Jones hits his back foot and he has people at his feet again, the kid's not going to have a legitimate shot.